Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. It is good to have you here as we talk about the Ithaca FFA and all the good things that they have going. And joining us today is Ms. Sprecher. It looks like it's been a great year for FFA. Is that the case?
Yes, we've been very busy. We kicked off the year right away with getting ready for the school fair. We had county fair in there, so we had a bunch of our kids showing at the county fair, showing off their projects. We went right into school fair, and from there, national convention, and just have a lot of events in between there. So we've been a busy year, but believe it or not, Phil, the next couple months are even busier.
Oh, that's something. And you just had the contest here at Ithaca. Was that kind of a real fun thing, a real coup to host that event this year?
Yeah, so the way that the FFA works is in each section, there's districts, and in those districts they take turns hosting, kind of like they do for honors bands and things like that. So it was our year to host, and so we hosted the LDE contest, which means leadership development event. So it's basically our speaking events and quiz bowl, and we had 99 students from the area schools registered to come. So it was a really big event, but yeah, we had a great time hosting. It's a lot of work going into it, but we had just phenomenal community support of professionals who came in and offered their time to judge, to give some great feedback to the kids. The FFA group were just great. They did everything from helping set up to making food to keeping things organized, and really did a great job. We had quite a few parents also that stepped up and helped. And so in the midst of doing all that, we also had kids competing. So it was quite the night for Ithaca FFA, but it was a great contest.
And how did your students do?
They did really good. I'm really proud of them. A couple of years ago, we started having a parliamentary procedure team with our officer team. And so they competed and they won that at the district level. So they'll be heading on to sectionals here next week on the 3rd. Or 5th, excuse me, on March 5th. We have two quiz bowl teams, and both quiz bowl teams made it onto sectionals as well. And we had two other students make it to sectionals in Creed speaking, Aaliyah Swenson, and in prepared speaking, Annabeth Sprecher.
How tough is the whole competition there? It sounds like it'd be really tough, the quiz bowl team and all that stuff. I mean, could you pass the test or not?
Well, maybe the quiz bowl I could. Yeah, so with the quiz bowl, they actually get binders with about 1,300 questions that they can memorize. And so that's, once they get the resources, it's just a matter of practicing and memorizing. But quiz bowl is always nerve-wracking because you're being asked a question on the spot and you might know the answer, but then you second guess, was that the right date? Is that the right name? So it can be very nerve-wracking. And it's for middle schoolers, so of course they don't have as much experience. And then, like in the other events, we had up to 12 contestants in most of those events from around the district. So only the top two go on. And a lot of the scores were just 1 or 2 points different. So very, very close competition. Lots of great, talented speakers here in our district.
Are you pretty proud of this year's officers team here at Ithaca?
Yes, a unique group this year. We have all seniors but one. So it'll be interesting next year, starting over from basically we have no returning officers. So that'll be a real difference here. But no, these guys have been absolutely awesome. They've been officers with the exception of Violet since I started. And so I've got to watch them grow and, you know, change positions on the officer team. And every time that I ask them to do something, they deliver, and it's great, and it really takes the load off of some of the things that I need to do because I know I can rely on them to do it. And it's, again, I'm trying to empower them to be the leaders and to take charge of what this chapter wants to do and just kind of help guide them along the way. And so we kind of say, we get the officer team together and say, well, who wants to be president? And then we make a list of what they have to do. And it's a pretty daunting list. And so Violet this year has really stepped up to the plate. She's done great. She's done more things than I've even asked her to do. So it's been a great officer team and a great year so far. I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them a lot.
Every year that goes by, you know, you kind of get your officer team like you want them. Everything's going well. And then all of a sudden they graduate and you got to relearn them the next year, I'm sure, don't you?
Yeah. And like I said, we had some returning ones this year. So that was a little bit easier because they were able to help the new ones kind of get where they needed to be. But we also have chairmen for our committees as well. And so that's a lot of times where we'll start growing those underclassmen to get them into the swing of what's expected and what their responsibilities are to help this chapter. And they're usually the ones that will step in and apply to be an officer the next year.
Well, it's only fitting we move on to the president then. If you want to slide that microphone over there, we have Violet Dilley joining us here, who is the president of the Ithaca FFA. How are you, Violet?
Good. How are you?
Good. Does it seem like the school year is going by quickly?
Yeah, it's just flying by. I can't believe that there's only 3 months left, and then you kind of move on and pursue college and all that.
So when you were running for president and you saw all of the things, all the duties you were supposed to do, it was a little bit daunting. Have you been able to accomplish a lot of the things that you wanted to?
Yeah, I think with the help of Ms. Brecker, I really have been able to accomplish a lot this year. I've had a lot of guidance from my officer team and from my advisor, and without them, I don't know how I would manage all of this.
So have you been an FFA all 4 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What motivated you? Was it an older student that tried to talk you into it, or have you always were interested in it?
I just always grew up on a farm, and I was just introduced at a young age, and I just have always had a passion for showing, and so I just kind of went off with it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So what about the competition recently and the teams? Were you on any of the teams that were successful?
Yes, I was on the Parley Pro team, where our team got first at our regional event. And so we will be competing on March 5th at Southwest Tech in Fenimore.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really excited for that opportunity and just to see other teams come along and just hope that our competition is a little stronger and see if we're up for the test.
Have you been able to make some friends from other FFA chapters along the way?
Yeah, although I went to Riverdale before, I have found that those are some of my close friends, and I just feel like you get to meet so many new people and so many new experiences through FFA, and it's just a really great time.
Yeah, you did some things during the year. I understand you did some things at Christmas time. Is that correct?
Yes, we sent out Christmas cards to our local supporters, and just to like thank them for all of the support that we've had through our school fair and donating like apples and whatnot, and just without the community, I don't know how we would have been able to pull all this off.
And I understand you provided some meals for farmers. Tell me about that.
Yes. So we provided 100 meals, and in the meals it consisted of ham sandwiches, potato salad, macaroni salad, baked goods, and a drink of their choice. And we got that all set up, and we got to deliver that to farmers in the field.
Wow. So you went right out while they were harvesting or whatever, and you brought them a meal.
Yes. It was just all their faces. They were so shocked and so grateful, and there were tears, and it was just really great to see how appreciative everybody was, and it just makes you want to give more to this community.
So was that something that was new this year to the Ithaca FFA, or have they done it in the past?
This was something that we just thought of this year. It was kind of late notice, but we pulled it off, and I think in the future this is definitely something we should do because it just turned out so great.
Keep it going. It sounds good. What about farm to school? Are you involved in anything related to that?
So for the most part, we'll like bring in animals and whatnot, like a petting zoo, and have like your elementary and middle school students come in and just see all the animals, and their faces all light up, and I feel like it's just such a learning opportunity. So I definitely like that.
Sounds like that was a fun thing as well. And encouraging other students here, maybe the underclassmen and some of the elementary and middle school to join up, is that part of your duties as well?
Yes, definitely. Just to make sure, we'll go into the classrooms and just kind of expand everybody's knowledge on agriculture and how many different paths you can take in agriculture. And I have to thank all our officer team and our committee chairs for going out to those classrooms and just expanding their knowledge.
And you mentioned the petting zoo. What kind of animals were in the zoo? Anything unique?
For the most part, it's just pretty basic animals like your cattle and your pigs and sheep and goats, horses sometimes too. It just kind of depends what we can get together.
Okay. So that was one of the fun projects. Anything else you'd like to add about this year, Violet?
I would just like to add that I'm extremely grateful for Ms. Sprecher and the officer team and the chairman, and that without them, I really couldn't have done this job.
And I may have asked you this when you were on with me earlier this year, but what about next year? Is that about where you'd like to be?
Yeah, so I am planning in pursuing a degree in nursing at Southwest Technical College in the fall. And after those 2 years, I plan to go to Viterbo to continue my education.
Awesome. And you're going to take a lot from FFA in your years here and what you've learned, I'm guessing, to use in later life, right?
Yes.
Super. Thanks for joining us. It's been a good year, it sounds like. Yes. We'll have more coming up here in just a moment. Welcome back to our morning show, WRCO. We're talking to members of the Ithaca FFA, and their president, vice president, and secretary are here. We heard from Ms. Melissa Sprecher earlier at Violet Dilley, the president. Well, we naturally moved to the vice president, Logan Anderson. How you doing, Logan?
Very good.
And we talked to you back during the Ithaca Fair. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like that was a long time ago?
It feels like it should have been closer, but it is a long time ago.
And the club was pretty busy at that time, wasn't it?
Very. School fair is always like one of our busier times of the year, especially with the beginning of the year, trying to get used to starting out the school year, and then you're just thrown right into the school fair.
It looks like you had good numbers, though. A lot of people showed mm-hmm. animals and produce and everything this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, we did super good with our fundraiser, with our cheese and apples, and the week of the school fair is always hectic. Seems like Sprecher's room is always empty because we're always down there trying to get everything set up and ready for the fair.
So getting everything set up and then torn down and cleaned up afterwards, that's a major undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've had quite a bit of help from the school with building some new like headlocks and everything for the cattle, so it makes it a lot easier. We don't have to set up any gates or anything. It's all built up down there.
And your meat animal sale has gone really well for you the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's always nice, like... Most kids just get it to sell at the Richland County Fair, but then for the people that go to Ithaca, we get to come back and we get a second chance. You get even double the amount of money that we get just from going for the Richland Fair.
Yeah, that's a real coup to be an Ithaca student and show at the Ithaca Fair, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. How did the cheese and the apple sale go? You mentioned that, but did that go pretty well?
Very good. And luckily, Oakwood donates all the apples for us, and Meister donates all the cheese that we get to do for our fundraiser.
Again, that good community support.
Yeah, it's always super nice how well our community supports us.
What about the Salvation Army? I understand you got involved with a fundraiser for them.
So we tried to do the Hosta family this year, but we never really got it put together. So we decided as a club that we'd just donate a couple $100 to the Salvation Army for whatever they would use it. And we knew that they would be able to use the money towards something good.
That went well then for you. Fair. I think that's a part of the learning process is talking about mm-hmm. giving back to the community a little bit, isn't
yeah.
it? Sure. What are some other things that you learned this year from FFA and being the big vice president and everything, Logan?
You get a lot of jobs that you don't expect that you would get.
Okay. You got delegated then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And not only have you got some great things that you've done in the past, but you've got some things coming up. What would you like to accomplish in the last couple of months?
So our big chicken barbecue will be coming up in the middle of baseball season. We always usually try to plan it around where we have a doubleheader with the girls and boys. And it seems like every year we start at, 4 or 5 o'clock, and we're usually sold out of chicken by 8. And it seems like every single year, everyone talks about how good the food is and how much they love eating that chicken barbecue.
Awesome. Do you have to go out and get some sponsorships for that and donations for food?
A few, but our parents donate our baked goods and all that, so that makes that a lot easier.
As an athlete and a baseball player, do you even get to, you probably get to smell the chicken barbecue. You probably don't get to eat it that
way. Usually we don't get any food. By the time our game is done, they're usually sold out of food.
Well, that's tough, man. So the last couple of months of the year, then anything else going on for the Ithaca FFA? You have some contests coming up?
our livestock judging, we have that coming up here in the next week or two, and then eventually we'll move on. So,
what about next year, Logan? Have you thought about what
you're doing? I'm going to Southwest Tech for lineman.
Great. Good deal. Mm-hmm. And are you going to take some things you learned in the FFA maybe to use later?
Yeah, probably.
Awesome. It's been a fun year. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. The VP of the Ithaca FFA, Logan Anderson, and now the secretary, Josie Law. We've had her on a few times through the last year, back with rodeo in the summertime. This year's gone by pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's sped by so fast, and it's just been a fun experience seeing everything as a senior.
So tell me what you do as secretary. What is your job description?
So my job is to take minutes and help make sure we get all of our motions. So if we're making main motions on things we're buying, we have to make sure that gets passed and we follow all of our rules.
And tell me about the recent competition, the CDE. How did that go for the chapter at Ithaca?
So we haven't competed in our CDE yet. We have 10 teams, and I'm on the horse judging team. And so we'll be competing in Marshfield, Janesville, and Platteville in March. So we'll be competing for those. And then if we make it on to state, that will be in April.
Okay. So you've been a part of WEHA before. Now, that's something totally different then, right?
Yep. So that one, this CDE, you are just judging horses on, like, confirmation, and they're put into different categories of, like, age and different things. So that, and then WEHA is just competing on a horse.
Okay. Where is the state held then, if you make it that far, in April?
State is held in Madison.
Okay, so you're familiar with the surroundings.
Yep.
Probably the Alliant Energy Center, I would guess. Recently, we celebrated National FFA Week. Did the Ithaca Club get involved in any of those activities?
Yes, so we did a breakfast for our staff. We made some eggs and sausage, and they all came in, and we served them. We got up early in the morning, but it was a lot of fun, and they were very grateful for all of the food. And the pancakes. We had lots of pancakes. And then we did some games at lunch. We did turkey bowling, and we had some bowling pins and rolling turkey down and seeing if you could knock them over. And we did a milk chugging contest. That was pretty interesting. And then we got to finish off the week serving ice cream to our middle school and high school on Friday. And the Richland County Promotion Board provided the ice cream and milk for the milk chugging contest. So it was really cool to see part of our community supporting us and just always being so helpful.
That had to be a fun event. Now, were there any casualties, you know, with a frozen turkey? Anybody get hit or anything?
Well, we had to get out of the way. We had to make sure you weren't in the background because we had Cody Burns won the bowling contest, and he was gunning it down there pretty hard.
He was
whipping. So, yeah.
And no one got sick in the milk chugging? Because I think, I don't know if I could do that or not.
Yeah, they looked a little blue in the face afterwards, but they seemed all right.
Did you have dress-up days then as well?
Yep, so we did FFA colors, and we did flannel for a theme, and we also did cowboy, and Carhartt. So it was a lot of fun dressing up and getting involved.
Sounds like it. And then ice cream for the school, that had to be a hit that day.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was getting in line for ice cream.
So, and then I know you guys have been involved in blood drives. Do you have one of those coming up as well, Josie?
Yes, we'll have one on April 8th. Will be our next blood drive, and we're hoping to reach out to a lot of the community and get them to come and donate blood.
So have you been donating blood?
I have. I'm not a huge fan of needles, but I have donated the last couple of years, and it's just feels good to do something for a good cause. So
awesome. And that's one of the things, hopefully, you know, you take that into life and you do it as an adult as well then.
Yeah.
So, and what about this summer then? Are you going to be back to defend at the rodeo, or are you done with your competition?
So I'll be competing this year at the Richland Center State Finals. And then if I do well, I'll go off to Nationals again.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. We hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Has it been a fun thing being involved in FFA?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot of things that other organizations, you just don't have those opportunities. And being in FFA has really given me all of those opportunities. And it's just been so much fun working with everyone and being an officer. And we couldn't do it without Ms. Sprecher, our advisor.
Have you gone to some of the younger grades and tried to maybe get some people out there, recruit a little bit?
Yep. So we've gotten to do some petting zoos, like we mentioned before, and doing different speeches to them and talking about cheese and different things. So it's been really cool interacting with some of the younger kids and getting them involved.
Great. Well, you've been a great guest. Thanks for being on with us, Josie. Josie Lau joining us at WRCL, and Ms. Melissa Sprecher with some final words here as we look at down the stretch. You mentioned the next couple of months are going to be really busy for the chapter, so it's not like you're resting on your laurels here at the end of the school year, are you?
No, I always think that once we get through filling out proficiency awards and then LDEs that we can take a breath, but this year I had three seniors that are filling out the state degree, so that's another application to fill out that I'm helping them with, and Talina is filling out the American degree, so lots to look at with those and help them, you know, critiquing their essays and things like that to make sure everything lines up where it needs to. And then, like I said, we're going into LDE sectionals next week. We have a couple middle school leadership conferences we're going to. The high schoolers went in the fall. We went to Green Bay, but we have a couple more leadership conferences coming up. And then, like Josie said, CDEs, we have 10 teams, and I always make sure that these teams practice. We aren't going to just show up and be like, oh, hey, day off school. They have to put some, you know, some blood, sweat, and tears into it. So one of the things is I bring them in during their home period, the homeroom period, or during lunch, and we practice and making sure that they have the things that they need to be successful at it. And I just always tell them, like, I will give you whatever you need and help you what you can, if you, depending on what level you want to compete at. Like, if you just want to go and compete, that's great. If you want to go and try to win state, let's go. We're going to do this. So really, really working hard with those kids and making sure that they're learning something new. And I think that's one thing that's kind of really neat about the CDE competitions as well as the LDE is it challenges kids who are even, like, as we talked to, you know, these three officers, they're in a lot and they've accomplished a lot. But every time that they do an LDE or a CDE or practice, they're learning more and they're learning new things. And I think that's just really important that these kids that are in FFA, that they do learn so much. And the more that the harder they work and the more that they want to learn, the more they can. And there's so many resources and opportunities out there for them. So just trying to encourage them to do that and, you know, open their eyes to new things and new opportunities.
It seems to me there are more opportunities than ever in FFA because when I was in FFA all those years ago, I mean, there were some competitions, but I think there's more than there used to be, aren't there?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And that's one of the things that they recognized a few years ago was that it used to be Future Farmers of America, and they changed it to National FFA Organization because they recognized that so many parts of agriculture are involved with that aren't specifically just farmers, that there's so many people helping in different, you know, sectors of agriculture. And so as we've done this and the agriculture sector has gotten larger, they've recognized that there's different opportunities and places where the kids can either compete or learn. So for instance, there's a CDE that is ag sales, where they basically do a sales pitch. There's communications, there's, you know, floriculture. So a lot of people don't think, oh, floriculture, like that has nothing to do with agriculture. Well, it does. It's still connected to agriculture. And to just encourage those kids to take those opportunities, we have different trips they can go on. There's scholarships, both national and state level. There's all kinds of, you know, in addition to competitions, there's leadership conferences. So, I mean, if we wanted to, we probably could be gone every week doing something with FFA.
Did you go to nationals this last fall?
Yeah, so we go to national convention every year. So we can take a van down. I drive down and take 9 high schoolers with me and spend 5 days with them 24/7. It's awesome. We have so much fun. We learn a lot about each other. But it's just great to take them on the tours and open their eyes to different things that they normally wouldn't see. So this year when we actually went all the way to Lexington first and did some touring there of the different horse farms and of the huge sale barn out there and learned some things about that. We went on tours of a couple different plantation homes that where they could actually see what life was like down there. And then we rounded up with going to National Convention, and they go to workshops, and there's people to talk to, and there's speakers, and, you know, there's sessions that we have in the stadium, in Lucas Oil Stadium, and it's half full, like packed half full. And it's just amazing to see all those Blue Jackets and kids there to not only listen to the speakers, but also to recognize and see all the winners on the national level of kids that, you know, are doing the same things that they're doing, and just get some inspiration that could be me. You know, I just have to work this a little bit harder, and that could be me, and that could be us. And we did have several Wisconsin kids that placed in the top 5 in nationals and were recognized. So that was really neat.
Are you going to have some plant sales this year and strawberry sales coming up?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up strawberry sales. We'll be delivering those soon. But our strawberry sales is a unique fundraiser for us here at Ithaca. What we do is that the student gets the profits from the sale and it goes into account, and in, they can use the money in that account to help with travel expenses when we go to, whether it be conventions or leadership conferences. So that way, it's a way for them to be able to help offset some of those costs. And yeah, our plant sale's coming up. It'll be here before we know it. We just got new plants this last week, and we've been busy planting them, making some hanging baskets and some bedding plants. And so May 1st is our opening day for that. We'll do it by appointment, or we'll also be open on the weekends in May.
Yeah, that's always exciting. I know it's a big thing, and people want to get here because it's first come, first serve, isn't it?
Yep. We have over 250 different hanging baskets, so it's pretty awesome, and they're big, beautiful baskets. We actually, last year, and we were doing it again this year, the Chamber of Commerce in Richland Center asked us to do their hanging pots for them, so we'll be doing those again for them this year, too.
Those are beautiful.
Thank you.
Check those out. Anything else you'd like to add today, Melissa?
It's been a great, since I've started in agriculture, teaching agriculture at Ithaca, it's really been great to see the FFA grow. We started a middle school chapter a couple years ago, and it's just awesome to see those kids so excited about FFA and what it has to offer. And like I said, I'm so thankful for the kids that are in it. The officer teams, the chairman, they just are so willing to not only help what needs to be done as a chapter level, but help each other and to bring new kids, you know, into the fold to get them excited about it. And then also just the community outreach that they do. It's great to see. And we just a big thank you again out to our community. There's so many things that we do in this chapter, and there's so many successes that our kids have that they would not be able to have without the community support. So a big thank you to all those out there that support Ithaca FFA.
Well, congratulations on another successful year here.
Thank you.
You bet. Melissa Sprecher joining us earlier, Violet Dilley and Logan Anderson and Josie Lau, all members of the leadership team here at Ithaca FFA.